Well, Gortacork is an old-fashioned school that was built in the 20s and completely inadequate for present-day educational needs for the children of the area. There are other difficulties there as well to do with safety. It's on the main N56 road in a very, very busy area going through the village of Gortacork. And there are health issues as well with tide coming in and, so on that we went to before. So there has been a campaign going on for quite a few years, and a number of years ago they did identify a site. So the minister, in a reply to my question at all yesterday, informed me that now the department have at last signed the agreement with the vendor of the site, which means they're purchasing the site, subject, of course, to planning permission being obtained.
Would you be confident that if and when that planning permission is got, that it'll be full steam ahead for actual construction?
Yeah, I would certainly hope so, Greg, because the minister said that her officials are in touch with Donegal, with the local authority, about the planning permission before making the submission, which they hope to do within the next few weeks. And when that is obtained, I think we all understand the urgency and the need to have their school in Gortacork replaced. The teachers and the pupils and the board of management, the chairman, Father Sean Gallagher, they've all been very patient, but they have mounted a good campaign, an effective campaign, and obviously there is a positive response from the department. So, of course, it has to go through all the stages afterwards, but with all the goodwill and with the support of everyone, I would be hopeful that when planning permission is obtained and they're confident that it will, it'll be full steam ahead then for the provision of the new school. But it's not going to happen within a month. It's not, with the best intentions of the world, it's going to take some time.